This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Do you know of that show called Tanked? Well, it's a show where these guys build fish tanks for the rich and famous, and it's actually kind of a cool show. Well, when I saw the Democrat debate ratings, all I could think about was they need to do copyright infringement because the Democrats' debate tanked. Oh, my gosh. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. 6.6 million viewers. That's horrible. I want you to understand, they got all this hoopla over people who might join. They got VPs, they got senators, congressmen, they got gays, they got blacks, they got women, they got Asians, they got Hispanics. They have it all. They have all the intrigue of all the things that they're doing against Trump. They got global climate change, they got open borders and all this stuff, and they can only get 6.6 million viewers. Donald Trump can get that many people to come to a rally. Oh, my gosh. And I love how they put this in an article I read. It said, worst one yet. I love how they put yet in there. You want to know why you put yet? Because it's yet and still. The record will be broken. This is not going to be the lowest debate. The next debate may set a new low. And the next one after that, a new low. Oh, man, I love talking to folks about politics and about life in general, because if you're not plugged in, somebody's stepping on you or trying to step on you. And all these Democrats that are vying for this, they're going through all these orchestrations. And here's what's really interesting about it. Somebody out there, many people are going, Bloomberg, will you please get in a race? We've had five debates, and the Democrats are still begging people to come into the race. Michael Bloomberg, will you save us, Mr. Independent? Mr. You can't drink a soda over 16 ounces? Will you please come save us? I mean, can you imagine the plight of the Democrats where you are still... You're through the election season. You've got impeachment. You've got the entirety of the federal government, the legacy Obama government, that wants to see Donald Trump out of office. And you've got all these candidates that are supposed to be the most stellar choices. You have a former Secretary of State. You have a Secretary of State. He is a Secretary of State. He's been skating for a long time. You have a former Vice President. You have senators and congressmen and business leaders and all kinds of stuff. And the leader of your party right now is a little town mayor. And even with that, who's, by the way, LGBT, you're still begging for buttermilk. Bloomberg, will you please get in? Please save us from ourselves. You're asking for a guy who is a theoretical independent, a left-leaning independent, who, by the way, is probably spent, I heard he spent over $20 million to not get in. How is that for white privilege? Man, I've been all over the country. I was in Florida for advisory board meeting with two of my biggest donors and advisory board members, actually three, but one guy had to go to the hospital. Checked out okay, so I'm happy for Randy. But anyway, well, we were there to talk about everything that we're going to be trying to do with seeking educational excellence and other things. And then I got diverted. One of my friends asked me to go to Boca, meet up with him, and go to the Republican Governors Association meeting, and we did that, and it was an absolute hit. It's funny, I think God works in mysterious ways. It says, Kevin, my buddy calls me and says, hey, if you want to fly with me to Boca, and I go, I can't, I'm out of town. And I could have been anywhere, but it turned out I was in Naples, Florida, so I was only 2 hours away. So I said, I can drive to meet you. He goes, great. A little bit of orchestration, got to drop off the car here, do this, but I go there, Uber over to the Waldorf Astoria. I know somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do the tough bidding. Stay there. Go to the Republican Governors Association meeting, I should say. And I see all these Republican governors. ask a question. I say, hey, guys, no offense, but you don't know a whole lot about black folks and how to get that vote, yada, yada, yada. You don't know a lot about how the issues that are driving the black vote. I'm going to help you. And I make my statement, and these guys swarm me. Kevin, we've got this going on, our state, this, that, and the other. So we got meetings on top of meetings, and I could have left that event within 2 hours of having been there, and I would have had enough activity for the next 6 months. By the way, if you do want to help us out and get involved in projects that are going to be meaningful in the 2020 election, we'd love to have you as volunteers. But so we got that going, and then I leave, and my buddy goes, okay, well, we got to fly to Houston because we're going to go to this event, a fundraiser for the campaign, and Ivanka Trump is going to be there. So we flew to there, go to Houston, meet up with a bunch of folks I, you know, kind of know. Well, ran into an old alumni of SMU, good friends, Meredith. And it was an amazing event, networking like crazy, and people that want to help, that are happy about the things that we're accomplishing. So that's the thing I'm talking about. You know, how things work in mysterious ways. And here's the thing about everything that was being discussed in these meetings. And I'm being 100% honest with you. It was all about what could be good. What was the best thing for the nation? What was the best thing for the nation? That was it. You know, it was it partisan in the sense of, yeah, we like our views better than theirs? Yeah, but it wasn't, let's get these Democrats and let's go after them just for the sake of it. It was their views. We differ with what they want to do. We're going to go do it our way, and we're going to work towards making this country greater. The Democrats, I can tell you, in their meetings, it's, man, we got to get Trump. And they go, yeah, but we got this great stock market, 401ks. Going, we don't care. Job, you know, amazing jobs reports. We don't care. You know, the economy's booming. Trade policy is this. We don't care. It doesn't matter. Everything going great, get Trump. That's their meetings. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to KJRadio.com. And that's why the Democrats have tanked. They have tanked. 6.6 million people watch something that 40 million people should be watching. Donald Trump, if Twitter allowed it, Donald Trump would get that many people to look at a single tweet. It's crazy, folks. Hey, I saw my first Yang bumper sticker, and it was a weird-looking white dude who was for Yang. I mean, I haven't seen an Elizabeth Warren bumper sticker yet. You know, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what Biden can't save his campaign. I mean, he's done. You guys have heard me talk about it. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. These stupid impeachment hearings are finally over. The Schiff witch hunt ends. So that and much more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'd like to remind us what I said yesterday. The American people expect a lot in politics. They understand the tussle, the fight, the debate, but they also expect basic fairness. And these proceedings have been anything but fair. The Senate has an opportunity to fix that. I am confident they will. And I look forward to them completing the job that we could have done here.
That was Representative Chris Stevens on the hearings farce. The witch hunt has come to an end in the House. And now, as he alluded, the Senate has an opportunity to fix it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Senate's going to get involved, and you know what? They're talking about calling Schiff as their first witness, Schiff and his staffers. He can no longer control the narrative. He can't control the procedure. Now, if it goes that far, the Senate gets to do its job. And let me tell you something. I said it before, and I'll say it again. The impeachment of Donald Trump is not going to happen. It's not even going to come to a vote in the House. I stand by that. And let me tell you why. I believe it. I just told you. I tip my hat. The Senate is a scary place for witnesses for the Democrats. It's a scary place. See, because now Mitch McConnell can call Joe Biden. He can call Hunter Biden. He can call the Ukrainians to come in. He can call every one of Schiff's staffers and issue subpoenas, and now he gets to play the same kind of games. I'm starting to get ethnic up in here. He can play the same kind of games that Schiff played, except he's got an advantage. He's got the truth on his side. That's the difference. They were saying, oh, Donald Trump may testify, Donald Trump. And it was a buzz. And, oh, he's not. I think Pelosi says, well, this is a president testify, or Schiff said it. And Trump's like, maybe I will. Maybe I will testify. I mean, talk about just thwarting these guys at every turn. Oh, let's see if we can get him to testify. Let's see if we can get an innocent man to come in and face the nonsense that we're talking about to give it credibility. And Trump says, yeah, I'll consider it. I might just do it. Or I might not. And that took the steam out of that, because they were hoping he'd go, yeah, I'm not going to buy. There's no reason. Trump's like, yeah, I may do it. Or I may not. I love that. I love that negotiation tactic. That open-ended, could, but couldn't. I don't like it when I want an answer. I mean, I don't know how you feel. When somebody, you ask somebody, your kid a question like, did you break such and such? I might have, but I might not have. No, did you do it? You know those that's kind of wishy-washy, but when it comes to negotiations, it's a great tactic. And Trump's like, oh, I just poked a hole in your little balloon, Adam Schiff. Did you see Adam Schiff's impassioned plea?
You just got. We can't let him get away with this win. We can't let him win the 2016 elections. We can't.
And big old, with those big old Pekingese doggy eyes, man. Yeah, me cracking up. Ooh. Now the Senate gets a chance. And hey, this on the heels of some pretty bad news. I don't know if you guys are paying attention, but there's some FBI shenanigans. I don't want to get into that right now. I want to play a few more clips, but this is not good news for the Democrats. Look, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I have been telling you this. I've been telling you, no worry, baby, everything will turn out all right. Remember I sang this to you. Isn't that a Beach Boys song? Yeah, I think so. I did it in the wrong key. Don't worry, baby. Well, I can't even find the key. It doesn't matter. Don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right. See, there's this thing that's been creeping along the entire time, this thing called the truth. And we've all known about it. Now Democrats are rightfully concerned about what's going to happen here. They've been in lockstep, sir, yes, sir, to Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, doesn't really want the impeachment stuff. But she's backed in a corner now. Schiff has pretty much, shackled her. What do they call it? Like, she's on the ground, arms tied behind her backs to her legs. Like, we call it hogtied in the country. Maybe they got another term for it, but hogtied, right? She's got nothing. No runway, no nothing. I mean, she's just, there's no safe place to land. Game, set, match. But anyway, I'm going to play this clip. You got that? And it is the Democrats about this whole impeachment thing.
Andrew, Congressman Van Drew, you were just saying why you voted against the impeachment inquiry. Does that mean you are poised to vote no on impeachment? We're expecting an impeachment vote sometime in December. How will you vote?
I would imagine that I'll be voting no. Now, I always, have a codicil. If there's something new, something we haven't heard, something that really rises to the level of treason or, a high crime, that would be different. But we don't see that. We
right.
see little different variations, hearsay, discussions. Somebody heard something that somebody else said. Impeachment, you know that our founding fathers had vigorous debates of whether they would even allow impeachment in the Constitution.
Yeah.
You don't disenfranchise voters. Millions upon millions of voters.
Yeah.
Voters choose their leaders in America.
And are you hearing from some of your colleagues in some of the states that President Trump won that they may also vote no? Are you hearing some concern amongst your colleagues, or are you sort of a lone wolf in all of this?
So I don't know how other folks will vote, because in all honesty, originally I thought there were going to be a few more. Not that it matters to me if I'm one or I'm 101. I do what I believe is right.
Good for you.
But there is some discussion among some of them, quietly, privately, of concern, certainly. I mean, what I'm hearing out in the street is, yeah, with most people, is they're kind of tired, they're kind of worn out, they're kind of bored,
yeah,
most folks, and they really want to move on, unless there's something new and amazing. We know the end game.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I actually like this Democrat. He said, I don't care if it's one, I don't care if it's 100. You know, if I believe in it, I'm going to go for it. I like this guy. I don't know his name. I couldn't catch it. But I like him. And he also said, someone said something about something else, something said. It's an old James Taylor song. Used to be Her Town. I don't know the lyrics, but it's something like that. You know, and he's talking about hearsay and innuendo. People broke up, and now they got to separate their friends, and who's talking about whom. That's what the Democrats are, like a bunch of little babies, like a Peyton Place. Oh, did you hear that Harry's messing around with Jane? That's just rumoring it. Yeah, but I don't know. Did you see the way she looked at him the other day at the grocery store, or when we were at the hoedown, or who knows, whatever. I mean, that's the way the Democrats are, a bunch of little babies looking for things. And I said earlier in the broadcast, they don't care that Donald Trump has been right in practically every issue that he's dealing with in terms of the major issues in this country. And I'll tell you something. I have the very good fortune of being behind the scenes in many things that these people are doing. I'm talking about him and his family and what they want to do for the country. And I'm overwhelmed at how bright these people are. I'm being honest with you. I'm going to talk to you guys about something Ivanka had to say when I was with her not too long ago. Anyway, I got to take a break, but we'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Capitol Christmas tree arrived in Washington, D.C. to mark the beginning of the holiday season. Architect of the Capitol, Thomas Carroll, says the tree will honor the state from which it came.
Our Capitol Grounds and Arboretum team will spend the next several days decorating the tree with thousands of LED lights and hanging thousands of ornaments, handcrafted from recycled material by the children and other New Mexico communities.
The 60-foot blue spruce tree weighs nearly 5 tons and is exactly 68 years old. The CDC is advising people who plan on traveling for the holidays to get their flu shots at least 2 weeks before hitting the road. Health officials warn that it takes at least 2 weeks for the vaccine immunity to develop after the vaccination. The CDC also says it's a good idea to check the current flu activity in the area where you're traveling to. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to go very quickly, just a quick comment on what's going on in terms of testimony with Ambassador Sondland. And I just noticed one thing, and I would say that means it's all over. What do you want from Ukraine? He asks me, screaming. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories. This is Ambassador Sondland speaking to me. Just happened. To which I turned off the television. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories. What do you want? What do you want? It was a very short and abrupt conversation that he had with me. They said he was not in a good mood. I'm always in a good mood. I don't know what that is. He just said, now he's talking about what my response. So he's going, what do you want? What do you want? I hear all these theories. What do you want? Right? And now, here's my response that he gave. Just gave. Ready? You have the cameras rolling? I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice.
I love listening to Trump. I mean, it is a treat to see this dude that has it's not about polish. He's got a style. Would you comb your hair like Donald Trump? The answer is no. But it's iconic. He's got a style. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Quintessential Trump. He asked me, what do you want? I told him I don't want anything. And then Radcliffe ended up beating up this other guy. I forget his name, but Adam Schiff should be embarrassed. Democrats should be railroading this guy out. What we should be having hearings on is Adam Schiff. That's what we should be having hearings on. This, I told you, if I was a president, I'd sue him. I would use all my fortune to get him out of office and ruin his life. That's what I would do. Because I'm vindictive that way. I'm vindictive about people who will lie about you. Get this. Blasey Ford, the ACLU gives her an award, some award for, you know, being a fighter. That woman should be broke and in jail for the lies that she told on Justice Kavanaugh. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's what's funny. Every time I go somewhere, and they go, I recognize you, man. You know, God, I recognize you. And I go, yeah, I used to be on Fox. I haven't been on Fox in a year and a half. I used to be on Fox. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh, you were wonderful. What happened? I go, I got fired. Oh, really? And I tell them why. You know what they say? To a person. They go, Fox is just not what they used to be. And you were right. They all go, you were right. I go, I know I'm right. They go, some of them go, you've been vindicated. I go, no, I didn't have to be vindicated. See, I was right from the beginning. Vindication means, well, you go, oh, Kevin, things were wrong, and then they were corrected. No, I mean, and I get what they're trying to say, but I'm like, I didn't need vindication. I was right from the beginning. Fox is the one that needs vindication, because they're the ones who acted wrong and still haven't made up for it. You think that the executives over there don't know that they're wrong? Of course they know they're wrong. But how are you going to come? Kevin, listen, you know, we really shouldn't have done that. It was a bad thing to do. You can't say that. Anyway, everybody gets it. And they're getting more. It's not just about, you know, I mean, Donald Trump, in the end, this dude is not, he's not a rollover kind of guy. And I don't think the Democrats fully understand it. He will never, ever give up, roll over, nothing. You can poll. You can do whatever you want. I've already told you guys he will get reelected again in 2020. I realize also that Louisiana and Kentucky cheated in governor's races. They will not cheat to win the presidency. It's not going to happen. They can't have an organized effort to do it. And I'll tell you something else. And I was with the chairman of the GOP, who's running the campaign, and I'm telling you, the social media and the things that these guys are doing to micro-target and hit the right markets is going to be second to none. It makes Obama look like a Bush League in 2008 and 2012, because Trump has something to run on. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, right? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere. I don't know the words to that song, all of it, but I'll tell you this. I know the words to this song. FBI has now been proven to be liars. Deep state complex. They got to spin something. You want to know why? They're spinning this ahead of the IG report because they know. I was telling people this 2 days ago. Kevin, you know, with this, I said, look, the IG report's not going to be good, but Durham's report is going to be scathing. People will go to prison. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. IG is going to report on the FISA abuses. It's going to be out before the hearing December the 11th. CNN reported that one FBI official is under criminal investigation for altering surveillance documents on Carter Page. That was the impetus for everything that followed thereafter. Ergo, Papadopoulos, Mike Flynn, Manafort, all fruit of the poison tree, all gone, gonna be gone. I haven't spoken to Mike Flynn Jr., General Flynn's son, but I can tell you they're about to feast. They are about to feast. According to CNN, one FBI official who was not named... Oh, another whistleblower that we can't have the name of, Adam Schiff? Holy jokes. Anyway, has already admitted to making drastic changes to the document, which Horowitz turned over to the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, John Durham. The alterations were significant enough to have shifted the document's meaning and came up during a part of Horowitz's FISA review where details were classified. In February of 2018, then-chairman of House Intel Committee Devin Nunes released a two-page FISA menu revealing who signed off on the FISA applications and three subsequent renewals on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. So here's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. In that little food chain, find me the scapegoat. What the Democrats have done is they understand they had to go to the scapegoat farm, and this FBI agent is going to go down. But if you think that's going to be the end of it, you don't know Donald Trump. He's already tweeting about it. The president's saying, oh, guess what? They falsified documents in order to continue that farce. I want my money back. I don't know about you. I want my money back from the Mueller report. Because you know what? Every one of these Democrats, these demons, these rats, knew exactly what was going on. And they still allowed this farce to continue. And this Ukraine thing was nothing more than an extension of that. And I want my money back from that. I don't know how you feel, but I want my money back. The FBI and DOJ obtained one FISA warrant in October of 2016 and three subsequent renewals on Carter Page, the fourth and final signed in June of 2017. The swamp state rats still part of the Trump administration, carryovers from Baby Black Jesus' administration, and they had one intent, and that's it. We must, first of all, they needed to defeat Trump. The second thing they needed to do, they had to get him out of office. Or we know what happened. That's what we're dealing with here. We will know what happened. If they don't get rid of Trump, we'll know what happened. And let me tell you what's going to start to happen. Let me just explain how this works. You're going to see that you're watching the Democrats go as hard as they could. Adam Schiff just, you know, he emptied both barrels, right? On a two-shot shotgun with Mueller and Ukraine. And now they're going to have to start playing nice. Now you're going to start to see people say, you know what? The jig is up. We couldn't beat him in 2016 to keep him out. And two, we can't impeach him to keep him out in 2020. And I'm going to make you another bet. Now, it'll happen before then. You're going to see people start to soften as they realize the futility of what they've done. Because if they could get him out or win the Senate, all bets are off. But they are not going to do either. And they may, in fact, lose the House. So anything that doesn't give Democrats total control is a problem. So let me make you a bet. When Donald Trump gets reelected in 2020, you are going to watch a Democrat scramble like you've never seen in your life. They're already doing it. They're getting life jackets on. They've lawyered up. Like I said, you can't get it. There's not a lawyer in D.C. that doesn't have a conflict brewing with clients that are going to be pointing the fingers at one another. But it's going to get far worse before it gets better for the Democrats. Because, see, these reports are going to be your Christmas present. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And I told you it was going to happen. The IG finally has to have a come to Jesus meeting to say, you know what? We've done all we can to keep this under wraps. It's over. Guys, it's over. Forget about it. The Republicans know what's happened. Donald Trump knows what happened. And that's worse. Because, see, the Republicans would soft shoe it. Donald Trump is not going to soft shoe anything. He is going to get to the bottom of this and let the public know what happened.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Holmes is supposedly a person that overheard the president during his call with Sondland, and he's adding his hearsay evidence to what the president and Sondland talked about, and he gets questioned by a representative by the name of Mike Turner, who calls him out. And I'm going to tell you, it's scathing to listen to this stuff. If I was Schiff, I would have been just like going, oh my gosh. Ooh, he has to be squirming. I can tell you this, he is definitely crying in his spoiled milk these days. But anyway, let's hear this clip of Representative Mike Turner calling out Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, in your testimony, you said that Sondland said he loves your ass and also said he'll do anything that you want. Mr. Holmes, that information had nothing whatsoever to do with the subject matter of any of these hearings. It was anecdotal. It was extraneous. Your statements that your interests are protecting Ukraine are very dubious when you embarrass President Zelensky by making those statements. You didn't have to make. Who cares that Ambassador Sondland said that? And you know you didn't embarrass Ambassador Sondland. You embarrassed Zelensky because you know he got asked this question in his own country, and people are hearing that statement as if it's
time
true.
Of the gentleman has expired.
It's totally dubious of you to
Mr. Carson.
So part of that exchange was based on the idea that he could even hear what was going on. The president, like the president said, you can't hear what this guy's saying while I'm on the phone. He's like, you can even hear, only way you can hear is if it's on speakerphone. Now, I'll tell you this, if your phone's really loud and you're in a very sealed environment, maybe you can hear stuff. But Chris Cuomo, Fredo, decided he was going to test this theory and he was going to do it on live TV. So he calls his mom. I don't know if you guys saw this. I was a little out of touch over the last few days, but I was, leading up to today's show. But I got all this stuff and I went, wow, there's just been this whole new series of, President Trump has to be lying because now he's saying nobody can overhear his communications. And look, I don't know how the Obama administration was running things, but they were running it as loose as they claim Trump is running it. Why aren't they in prison? Barack Obama didn't give money, didn't give ammunition to the Ukrainians. He didn't give those, the missile batteries, but he didn't give those to the Ukrainians. Nobody's trying to impeach him. He actually said to Medvedev, I'll have more freedom after the election. What did that mean? Nobody's trying to impeach him. I mean, it's so ridiculous when you look at the double standard. And that is what is sealing Republicans to the president. Now, for the record, I talked to a lot of people. I talked to a governor of a state, and it's funny to hear his language when we were talking about the president. He's like, these people are all in for the president. I can't say them. I don't know how to explain it except to say that I see that part of the Republican Party that is the 5% that's holding out, that thinks that the president is costing them votes, or that his the way he does things is alienating, and they don't get it. They don't get it. These are the centrists, the people that think he should be more, quote, presidential. They don't get it. He's being very presidential. He's saying, I can speak to the ordinary guy, ordinary citizen. I can make him understand, and I can do it on both sides of the aisle. And I will point out the hypocrisy. Every time they fire at me, I'm going to fire back three, shots back at them. And the public is slowly going to start to believe me. And that is exactly what has happened. Anyway, Cuomo decides to test, and I want to play that clip. And we're going to play it in its entirety, that little bit, because what I want you to get from this is even though Cuomo is proven to be wrong, and you have to see the video to get the full impact, but he's proven to be wrong. You won't hear anything, and neither did Dana and some of these other people. And I can't even imagine sitting in that panel and somebody not saying, wow, Cuomo, wow, Chris, looks like you just blew it. Nobody says that, but you listen to the clip and you tell me your thoughts around it.
That he has really good hearing, some would say the best hearing ever, and he's never been able to hear a phone call when it wasn't on speakerphone from anybody. So let's just play with that for a second. Mom, can you hear me? All right, so if I were holding the phone here, I'm with Dana Bash. You know how you're always telling me to let her talk because she's so smart and I shouldn't say so much. Can you just say hello? Mom, she probably can't hear me. Mom, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. When you talk to me, I hear you.
I'm talking to you. Say hello to Dana Bash.
Hi, Mrs. Cuomo. How are you?
Oh. All right. I can't hear your mother, Chris. You're over there. So this is across the table. This is not on speakerphone.
I'm sitting across the table.
It's not on speakerphone. It's regular phone. It's 2 feet away from Dana. She can hear my mother. I'm not sure Mom can hear us. Mom, thank you very much. Thank you for not saying anything that'll get me in trouble. I'll call you back. I love you.
I'm going to interrupt for just a second and say that Cuomo ends it. I love you, Mom, whatever. And he's already proven that you can't hear it. I mean, if you listen closely, you could barely hear his mom, and so Dana could. And he's already now blown his whole argument that people around could easily hear. He had to, in order for him to even hear his mom and to verify that she's on the line, he has to put it on speakerphone, which is exactly what Trump said. Is the only time I can hear calls like that is when they're on speakerphone. Now, I'll give you credit here and say, if you've got your phone on your speakerphone, I mean your phone to your ear, and you've got kids that are under 20 years old, some of them can hear it. My little guy can hear stuff that mouse, you know, he can hear a mouse pee on cotton. But let me tell you, if you're over 40 years old, you have a lot of your hearing is gone, and you don't hear a lot of those tones that other people hear. And I don't care if you got bionic hearing. It deteriorates. So we've got all these over 40-year-old diplomats, and he's trying to prove. I want you to understand, forget the facts. Forget everything else that's going on around Cuomo. He wants to prove that the president is lying because this guy overheard the hearsay conversation that the president is having one-on-one with somebody, and he wants to make sure you understand that hearsay and secondary information is better than the president and what he said happened and what has been validated with transcripts. That's what Cuomo wants you to understand. So he's going to do this on live TV, and he does it. And now I want to play the rest of the clip where the people come in and say what their thoughts were.
All right. Okay. So I offer direct testimony.
Please.
It did say mom on this.
Yes.
That was.
Yeah, it's definitely my mom. Although she does constantly tell people I'm a mistake. She says that she
How did he know it wasn't on speakerphone, though?
Whether he did or
very
not,
easy to
the point is this.
On speakerphone.
That's a good
accidentally. You can hit your ear and make it go on speakerphone.
He said he had an earpiece in and that he was moving the earpiece. An earpiece is a magnifier of sound. So what I was doing to give the president the best benefit of his own analysis, which I would probably argue is nothing more than a distraction to try to undermine actual direct testimony, this iPhone, without an earpiece, on regular phone mode, trying it live, literally on live TV, Dana could hear my mother. I'm just happy she didn't take me down a couple of notches as she is often.
Welcome back, everybody. So understand this. All these people are now making excuses. And he says that the president is looking for a distraction to undermine, quote, direct testimony. Direct testimony of what? Give me anybody who made direct testimony that was actually there who could say, I heard both sides of a conversation where the president offered quid pro quo, which for the record, he could offer anyway because he sets the foreign policy of America and he can negotiate on our behalf. So we're talking about a situation that a guy is a duly authorized agent of America to do. He didn't do what they said that he did, even though he theoretically could have done it without any repercussions. And what are they quibbling over? Oh, a guy that heard one part of the side of the conversation and part of the other. And what's funny about it is the guy admits it. Well, when he held it up to his ear and held it away and then he did this and turned it at an angle, I could hear, then I couldn't hear, and I couldn't get the rest. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So these guys are, well, you know, it sometimes it's easy to turn on the speakerphone. It could hit your earlobe, you know, or maybe his finger touched it or his face touched it and it turned it on speakerphone. We don't know. So here we get more hearsay. Then he says, well, Cuomo goes, the earpiece is a magnifier of sound. So that may have done it because it certainly was magnifying the sound. And, oh, at the end of the day, Dana could hear my mother. And let me get out of this segment because I really look stupid. Yeah, you did. It was Rachel Maddow's Al Capone's vault, all rolled into one. And, you know, Rachel Maddow with the taxes, Geraldo with the vault, and here's Cuomo, Fredo, doing something else to undermine the credibility of media, which thankfully Trump has done a really good job of teaching people that you can't trust them. And you can't trust them, not the leftist media.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.